This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Swung on and popped up into right field. Frelick coming on. He's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. On this Memorial Day, the Red Sox frustrations continue, and they once again waste a dominant Garrett Crochet start.
Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello, welcome, and enjoy the frustration, friends, because you can hear it in the voices of Will Fleming, you can hear it in the voice of Rob Refsnyder, and you didn't even need to just read his tone. He said it quite simply, we suck right now. He's not wrong. Boston Red Sox lose three in a row. Boston Red Sox are now well out of first place, seven games. I hate when I have to say this, Dan Ball, but closer to last place than first place feels like something that's a measuring stick for the Boston Red Sox in recent years, and we've reached that point in the season. They are indeed closer to last place in the AL East than they are to first place.
You know, I long for the days when you would say, well, they're just a couple games out of first,
yeah,
and that was your version of optimism. Those are a distant memory right now.
The New York Yankees pulling away a little bit because the Red Sox are doing what they do. They're 27-29. Oh, I'm sure they'll win a couple games now to get to 29-29, then they'll lose a couple games. Like, this is the dance they've been playing all year for more than a year, really. And it's who they are. They're frustrating. If you want to get optimistic, Dan, it's not the standings. I think it's the optimism of youth. Marcelo Meyer on the big club. Why? That's not very optimistic when I tell you why. That's because your best hitter, Alex Bregman, some of us may have taken the over on his home runs and the over on wins and watched both of those props go down the crapper with his quad injury that could keep him out for 7, 8, 9 weeks, something more than that.
Yeah, it was around 55 games when he did this on the other side in 2021.
Yeah, so that's not that, great. That doesn't fall under the optimism umbrella. Garrett Crochet looks like an ace. The problem is they lose all the games that he looks like an ace. That's not under the optimism umbrella. Roman Anthony's good in the minor leagues. Roman Anthony might be joining Marcelo Meyer soon, so maybe we'll just go young. How about an infield that includes Christian Campbell at first, Marcelo Meyer at third, hell, Rafaela at short because you put Anthony in the outfield. Just go young, Fitzy. Nick Fitzy Stevens, you've been calling for this. Do you feel happy that you are seeing young players play for a team that is closer to last place than first place at this point in May?
I need something, guy. I need something because what I'm seeing right now ain't getting the job done, is not filling the ballpark on the regular. It's not giving us anything optimistic to talk about. Hope, much like the fans, much like the balls launched by opposing teams, is leaving the ballpark rapidly right now. And I'm stunned. Now, I know our buddy Brian Frazoco, currently working on our Twitch broadcast, one of our producers on the show, Twitch Touch TV, Touch Boston WEI, posted that the Red Sox have basically been about the same record over the last 4 years at the 56-game mark. Well, actually, this year, they're a game behind last year and two games behind the previous years. Now, what's in common with all four of those years from 2022 through 2025, Andy?
They didn't make the playoffs.
That would be correct. Give yourself a prize, young man. They did not make the playoffs. We were told and sold a bill of goods on this particular iteration of the Sox that they are revamped, they are revitalized, they have been reconfigured, and they were improved. They were supposed to be better. More arms, greater depth, youth movement on the horizon, suits for everyone. Here comes St. Bregman. 92 wins, bare minimum. Let's go. And instead, they are unlistenable. They are unwatchable, and they are unforgiving in their mediocrity right now. I literally can't stand it. I get excited for every update. Like, oh, so and so might be coming around the corner. Look at the exit velocity of the latest home run from Roman Anthony. Great. And then when you get to the major league park, you're like, oh wow, here's Rob Refsnyder telling us we suck. Awesome. This is great.
Fitzy, you said we were told and sold. I'm going to clarify that a little bit because we were complicit. We were telling and we were selling. We were part of the problem. We were part of the overhype. We were telling people how good this team was going to be. We were betting overs. It's not our fault, but we were definitely complicit. We got ahead of ourselves. We bought into the hype of Bregman and Crochet and Chapman. Although the funny thing is, before the injury, Bregman, Crochet, and Chapman were good. They were part of the good of this team, and
that
it was
your
the
trinity
other stuff.
Of decency. Right. That was pretty much all you had to hang your hat on, look forward to, and the every other outing of a Slayton or a Whitlock at best. Let me ask you this: who consistently outside of those aforementioned names has been good on this team this year?
Nevaez. I mean, great. You got a rookie catcher who's now your cleanup hitter. He's doing something right. I mean,
My God.
Not saying that's great news for the Boston Red Sox that your rookie catcher is your cleanup hitter. I don't think he's the second coming of Mike Piazza or anything like that. But this team has now had cleanup hitters that are rookies. Campbell was up there for a little bit. Narvaez is up there. I bet you Marcelo Meyer will hit cleanup at some point. Hey, Roman Anthony. This does not feel like the team. And you said hope. Well, we had a quote from early in the year when we talked to Lou Maloney. One of our hits with Lou Maloney right before the season said, hope has turned into expectation. It's not about hoping to be good anymore. It's about expecting to be good. Well, they have failed to meet expectations. And you've come now to the point where, and we'll talk to Alex Cora at 3:15, programming update due to the day game tomorrow. We'll talk to the manager today, 3:15.
Ooh, this should be interesting.
You mean interesting in a good way or a bad way?
Probably more the bad.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, we have to ask him about last week. And by we, I mean
I forgot about that, too, because I was getting ready to ask him what the hell's going on this week. Last week with lies.
We'll get to that. We got to ask him about last week about, you know, telling us Crochet was going to go 6 or 7, joking maybe he'll have a complete game, and then yanking him after 85 pitches and 5.
You better ask him that first. Don't you dare leave that evil on my lap.
You log into the rundown doc right now, and I put my questions in. You'll see what the first question is. That's the first question. Now, I may try to pussyfoot through it a little bit.
Of course you are. They're going
to
leave it to Ted. But Andy, you said hope in quoting from Lou Maloney, who was just as in as everybody else.
Yep.
Alex Cora told us we got a good baseball club. Lou Maloney said hope has turned into expectation. I am now here to tell you that hope is quickly turning into desperation. Because while, yes, they're only a game or two behind the pace of recent year, they didn't make the postseason in any of those seasons. They were not fun to watch in August and September. Their cries for help, their SOSs on the shores of Red Sox Island were flown right over. No reinforcements deployed via box, parachute, and, you know, care package. And at this point now, while they are trying to replenish the ranks, sometimes due to desperation and injury, sometimes due to promotion through excellence, I don't know what it's going to take for that. We've asked the manager a number of times. We'll probably end up asking him again today. What is it going to take to light a spark underneath the backside of this team to get them playing more consistently? And I wonder if he's now almost out of answers.
And I was going to say, we've talked to Alex Cora enough, so we kind of know some of the things he sticks to, the talking points, the things he says, whatever. Want to make a little friendly wager for a six-pack?
Yeah.
Will he say we're a good baseball team? Because he has said we are a good baseball team all year. Pretty much every time he talks, he said we're a good baseball team. Will he say today in one of his answers that we're a good baseball team?
At one point, he will mutter those words.
I think he will too, because it's almost habit at this point. It's almost still trying to convince himself and his
team. All right,
I'll take
no for one of those gold 24-ounce Miller Lights.
Okay, that's a fair bet. And I'll take yes for a 36-pack. What? It's summer. I need to stock up for the boat and the boating season. Speaking of which, before we just talk about the ruined weekend, how was the weekend? Memorial Day weekend, everybody happy. Dan Ball was doing shows. Lacrosse was being played at Gillette. Boats were going in. Cookouts were being had. Hot dogs were being eaten. Okay, Stiz, I see you. You don't have to jump out of your seat. You have to pee?
No, but I have a very special announcement in regards to this weekend.
Happy birthday!
Happy belated birthday!
Yeah! Happy birthday!
What's it like to be 65?
I wouldn't know. And I'll probably never know because I'll probably die before I get to 65.
But happy birthday, buddy.
The 25th?
26th.
26th, I was off.
As my buddy said, everybody's having cookouts and shooting off fireworks all around the country just to celebrate your birthday. Happens every once in a while.
Outstanding. The boat was in the water. Big mouth fish were caught. Cookouts were had, all in celebration.
Although I think I have a bit of a problem. Stiz, you wouldn't consider this a problem. Everybody who showed up and gave me gifts brought me alcohol. I think I've developed a reputation.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess they listen to the show.
Yeah, or they just see me, you know, on a regular basis in the summer. And no, but
did you have a little celebratory cookout?
Yeah, we had a little cookout with some steak tips. We had my buddy made some smoked striper with a mustard rub or glaze. I would have never thought that it was something I would like, and it was phenomenal.
Smoke fish is where it's at.
Oh, but the mustard, I would if that had been on a restaurant, I would have been like, mustard on fish, I don't know if I want that. But if it's free, it's for me, and it was yummy in my belly. So, no, it was very nice, and the weather held up. Yesterday was the nicest day, so it was a fun. See, we can find joy. We can't let the Red Sox rain on our parade here. Like, summer's kicking off. We're remembering our fallen soldiers that allow us to do these things that we like to do, to bitch about sports, drink beer, eat hot dogs, do all the other things we did. So, I'm going to choose to find optimism, not necessarily with the baseball team, but with the rest of our personal lives right now anyway.
Yes. No, it was a thoroughly enjoyable weekend. Cookouts, Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, how was it? Did it live up to your hype?
And then some.
Excellent. Really?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Best ever?
Yes. No, not the best ever. It's they had set some standards that were kind of hard to clear by that point in the series. That said, a rousing climactic finish to the series.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Golf outings and then an overnight in an emergency room. Good times.
For you?
No, my 12-year-old.
What happened?
He was goofing around with his friends and he fell. Oh, he's got
boy.
He got his first stitches.
Oh. So he's a snitch.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, I've always heard snitches get stitches, so if he... So therefore, you reverse that property.
And funny thing is, also Andy Soto klutzes.
Oh wow, he took after Dad, huh?
Yep, he did. He's definitely
unfortunate.
Mine. Didn't have to perform a DNA test.
But it does feel like, for me personally, I was off on Friday. It feels like forever that we've talked about sports. It was the long holiday weekend, which
it was
a
needed respite from it, Andy. Because the tone of last week, save for a little patriotic optimism in Foxborough. Between the way the Bruins,
a little.
Now, I know. Now it's now
most
that
overrated
particular
team in football. We'll get to that later. Every cookout I went to. So what do you think? 10 wins, 12 wins, 14 wins, going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Wait till they kill the Raiders on opening day. That's going to be a bloodbath. Like, all right, people.
Well,
relax.
I do think of all the many storylines that are getting a touch hyperbolic in Foxborough, I will say that I do think not enough is being made of the recovery of Steph Diggs. I think we're actually not talking about that enough versus everything else that's getting hyped up in Foxborough. But
you mean
that as
Efton Chisholm the third, the next?
Oh, the
great...
Oh my God, the Lan Larison fan club is meeting on a daily basis online, and they are just
Woodhead and Amendola. Watch out! We got a Chisholm and a landmine or whatever the hell his name is.
Close Larison.
I knew it was an L word.
Right, and he's the guy with the stash and the perm. He looks like an 80s magician or an adult film star.
Yeah, and that only plays if you can play. Otherwise, you
Correct.
Look ridiculous.
Yeah, he looks...
right?
He's bringing some heat with that look, that's all I can say.
If you're good, it's cool. If you stink, it's lame.
It's lame, exactly. But otherwise, think about this. Sox are woefully inconsistent. Celtics season ended weeks, if not months, before we thought it would. The Bruins haven't been relevant in years now.
They don't have a coach. Just ask Ted. He's not happy about it.
It's been so dour for them, you know. So a couple days off from talking sports, actually, you know, a little sportscation, if you will, was probably necessary for us and for one and many in New England, you know, Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and Patriots Nation. So now we come back, and hopefully maybe today we can, I don't know, imbue the audience with a little optimism because they've needed it.
Oh, boy. You should have told me this before. When I'm supposed to be imbuing with optimism. First of all, I'm not. Yeah. I don't even know if I can imbue or whatever that word is. Second of all, optimism, like, not my strength.
No, not necessarily. However,
you watch the Red Sox lately. You know what made a comeback this weekend? Something from last year. Little League home runs allowed. Let's just throw the ball around and let people run around the bases. Like they're reaching new depths of returning to past year's form.
Ridiculousness.
Yes.
Can we
and they
ask
traded
aloud?
Sean Newcomb, if anyone cares.
And they what?
We're not doing breaking news, but Sean Newcomb's been traded to the Athletics. So he gets to go play.
First of all, they traded him?
Yeah.
He wasn't even that bad.
Well, I don't know why you want me to
what
tell
they,
you.
What are they trading
for? Wasn't that good either. But he's a local boy, Middleborough's own, poor guy. Now
Duke
go
Newcomb
play.
Is now pitching for the Sacramento Athletics?
Yep.
What'd they get in return?
I believe cash considerations. Yeah, cash considerations.
What, to pay for the hyperbaric chamber that Alex Bregman is going to need to be in for the next 6 weeks?
If so, then that's worth it, because the sooner he gets his ass back on the baseball field, the sooner they'll have an opportunity to win baseball games. But you didn't tell me I was supposed to bring optimism, because right now...
You have to try, guy.
There's not a lot of optimism in Boston sports, and you just sort of enumerated some of the other obvious ones. The Celtics lost, and now we're going to get to some audio about explosive off seasons and trades and who's gone and blowing it up. The Bruins don't have a coach. In case you missed it, Ted Johnson not happy that they still don't have a coach. Now they're moving on to in-person interviews, I believe, Jim McBride wrote in the Globe. The New England Patriots, there is optimism, but they can't prove that optimism for months and months and months. It's just sort of this blind summertime optimism. And then the Boston Red Sox are, well, the Boston Red Sox of what they've been for the last few years. And our guy is starting to feel the heat. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the calls for Cora to come under fire are growing stronger. The morning show, Wiggy, has joined the, what do they call that, a cacophony?
Cacophony
of calls
were the English
for Cora.
Major.
Yeah, I know. I got by. Although my Jumbos, we'll get to them later. What a school. What a lacrosse program. But Alex Cora is going to start to feel the pressure. And it's warranted. I mean, you said earlier, I wanted to snarkily answer your question. What do those seasons all have in common? And I said, well, they didn't make the playoffs. What else do they have in common? Alex Cora has been leading a baseball team that, oh, we don't have enough talent. We don't have enough this. We're too young. We're like, Alex Cora is a central thread in the underachieving Red Sox for the last recent memory.
And it's also now fair to ask aloud, hey, Andy, hey, audience, hey, all of Red Sox Nation. Is mid-level to subpar defense a hallmark of an Alex Cora-managed team?
Absolutely. It has been. And I don't know if it's two dots that need to be directly connected, but they're two dots that exist. He's the manager of the Red Sox, and the defense is not great for the Red Sox with him as the manager, right? Like, even today, you know, I see these videos making the rounds of him hitting fungos to Christian Campbell. Like, okay, that's great, but your defense on the whole has not been good under your tenure. You know, the other thing we're going to talk about as it comes, and maybe this won't even be relevant by the time we get there, but we talked to him about it last year, the fading of his team. You get to the trade deadline, you know, and you're in it. You just need to kind of go on a little, and then the team actually fades in August and September rather than making
it
run toward the finish.
Right. Absolutely no legs by the time it gets to the stretch run, if you will, the after the trade deadline, when the games are really supposed to matter. All these losses the past several weeks still are going to count the exact
same. So Alex Cora's 2025 Boston Red Sox look a lot like Alex Cora's 2024, 2023 Boston Red Sox. Like, they're just, the defense isn't great. They are underachieving. Are they going to fade? They're a 500 baseball team. They're up. They're down. Like, these are all characteristics of the team he's led. And these are all facts. You know, I go to the school of the truth isn't mean. These are all just simply observational facts of the baseball team that he has been leading for a number of years now, and they need to turn it around, because we're going to get to our poll that I posted on at Jumbo Hart on Twitter today, our show poll. People are losing interest. There was a lot of hype. We talked about the hype and excitement, and you just referenced it, Fitzy. It is damn near gone. And it is Memorial Day. We are one day past Memorial Day, and all the hype and the excitement and World Series talk and playoff talk and, you know, Cy Youngs and this, it's all gone. it is all dissipating really quickly before you even get to the month of June, and that's by nature what happens when you play the kind of baseball they've had, this underachieving style of baseball, this, as Will Fleming says, wasting of ace performances from Garrett Crochet, striking out a lot, playing poor defense, not having a set lineup, and now, as is often predictable, the injuries jump on board. You lose Casas, you lose Bregman. Like, the injuries are now part of the story. So the Boston Red Sox, you want optimism? We should probably talk about another team, and we'll get to the Patriots at some point. I know Ted Johnson has some thoughts, and it is a common theme in my travels this Memorial Day weekend, Fitzy. People are talking more Patriots at the barbecues and the cookouts and standing drinking beer than they are talking Red Sox. Yes, Dan Ball.
By the way, you wonder why people brought you alcohol, because your answer to those people when they said, so, how many games are the Patriots going to win was, I think it's less than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I did go with a lot of less than you think, not as many as you think, some variation of that phrase, as people were telling me they're going to roll out of bed and win 10, 11, 12 games.
But so maybe that'll be to nurse your wounds when they go 11-6 this fall.
I won't have any wounds. I'll enjoy it. I would love to see them go 11-6, led by my guy Drake May, who's bouncing back. Did you read Reese? It was closed to the media, but there were no interceptions for Drake May when no one was there to see it.
Uh-huh.
It was tremendous. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Kim Jong-un also shot a 36.
Yeah, well, and Putin actually was there to verify.
Yep.
He signed his card for him.
Yeah, Putin scored like 30 goals in that pickup hockey game.
And then he went over and hit a couple hole-in-ones on the way home. Like, yeah, that's the way that world worked. Sure. Drake May is in that world. 617-779-7093.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Seven. We're starting off talking Boston Red Sox. They're floundering a bit. They're closer to last than first. Reminder, we'll talk to Alex Cora, the manager, in just under an hour at 3:15. We'll get to some Patriots. We'll get to some Celtics NBA offseason. It's a loaded show here on WEEI Afternoons. Loaded with Dan Ball and what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.